abiding. You know, I kind of really hate that word abiding because we're told to abide. I think in business, no matter what you do in business, unless, of course, what you do is repetitive, non-thinking, non-communication, non-relationship type of thing, the word abiding is one that makes it difficult because in business, it's hard to abide. The phone rings, you get 52 emails an hour, you have all kinds of stresses and pressures, but I really think that the Lord would have us learn how to abide in the midst of these tensioned and pressing and stressful times. Abiding is an interesting concept. Jesus said that you could do nothing apart from me, and that we are the branches and he is the vine, and abide in him. And I guess it gets back to the root. We can so easily in business rest upon our own abilities, our own experience and our skill sets. And I honestly think that Christ wants us to change that. God gifted me. He's given me some pretty good experiences and skills. And if I just rest on those skill sets that he's given me or my competencies, I won't abide because I'll abide in the flesh. I won't abide in Christ. I find that Jesus stretches me every single day and in many instances every year. He stretches me to go beyond what is comfortable for me. And the abiding is really abiding in a place that's not comfortable for your flesh, for comfortable for your circumstances. We think of abiding as this resting and comfort and contentment. And I really think abiding is in the midst of a storm all around us. If I learn to trust my own strength, my own flesh, and I abide in that, then I'm not abiding in the root, Jesus being the root. It's really important that what we do is to learn to abide in Christ as we suffer the consequences and the circumstances of life. In the Master's Institute, I once wrote, know yourself, that's your flesh, know your strengths, your weaknesses, and know what your proclivities are. Know God, and know fully what it is that God does and God can do, and God will do in your life. Know the attributes of God and the life of God. And then lastly, but not leastly, know the circumstances and abide in those circumstances, not because you know yourself, but because you really do know the Lord God that guides you. Abiding, it's not easy if we do it in our own flesh. Abiding in the Lord through the peace of the Lord is an amazing thing. So let's abide this week, this day. Thank you, and Lord God, please just bless the people that are listening to this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.